Well, Ryan, a 3-0 win over Fife. What did you make of the team's performance tonight?
I thought we played good. You know, I thought we had a lot of chances. It could have been a lot worse. Their goalie played well. You got to give a lot of credit to Blair Daly. No, I thought we played well. We didn't give up. We didn't concede much. You know, we didn't give up many shots. Didn't give many scoring chances when we were. Johnny was big for us. So it was a potential banana slip, banana peel game where you don't show up to play. They got some offense over there, and they can hurt you. Added a new guy, and they got some depth. So glad to get out of this game. Thought the guys did a great job.
And your first clean sheet in the league since October last year. Must be a relief.
Yeah. No, it's good. You know, it's good for Johnny to get that. He deserves it. So, you know, we kept him to the outside most of the night, and our D played well, and Ford's had good back pressure. We didn't give him a lot of time on the puck, so it was a good night.
Was it frustrating that you couldn't quite get the fourth? It looked like it was going to come there in the third, and then, like you said, goaltender had a good game.
Yeah, I would like to have seen a few more, but it's the way it goes in hockey. You know, I think our power play, we didn't have a great tonight on the power play, but again, that's the way it goes. And like you said, we've been off for a week here. We haven't had a lot of preparation for this weekend's game, so it's a get-through process. We just need the 2 points, and we'll get back to normality next week with good skates and go over our systems and power play and penalty kill and such. But I thought the Killers did great in the first period, killing that 5-on-3. I thought we came out banging. These guys stuck to the system. We had a game plan in place, and they did it.
You mentioned a bit there where you've got the guys back from Latvia, the few guys that you did lose anyway. Is there any kind of concerns over fatigue for those guys? I mean, obviously they haven't had a break since the Cardiff game, straight into that, and then 2 home games this weekend.
No, you know, obviously a bit concerned, but no, I think they're all well conditioned. I mean, they're prepared for this, and we gave them a day off yesterday. We didn't touch the ice yesterday, so the guys were able to get away from the rink and get some much needed rest. You know, on the flip side of that, we got guys that haven't been doing a whole lot, so it's a counterbalance. You gotta make sure that you do the right things and get on the ice and go through what you need to go through. But like I said, I'm not concerned about it. We got to hit, you know, obviously a big game tomorrow and then a weekend next weekend, but we need some much needed rest in between as well. So this point of the season, sometimes rest is your best friend, and we gotta analyze where we need to be and what we need to be doing from Monday to game time.
And another must win game tomorrow to keep the pressure up on Nottingham.
Yeah, absolutely. Hull's going to be, they're a good team. Been close games every time we've played them. We got to be ready to go. We got to be ready to go against them. They're a good quality side, much like Fife. And like I said, you know, if we come out with the same mentality and the same approach, then we should be okay. But they're gunning for a playoff spot. They got a lot to play for too. So it's gonna be a good game.
Just finally, any fresh injury concerns ahead of tomorrow's game?
No, I think we're all healthy.